Hi, I'm Reckless Eric. And this is all the way from Memphis. Well, it's all the way from a secret location somewhere glamorous on or off the planet. What that'll be like. I'm sure it'll be great. They wouldn't do it unless it was going to be great, would they? Would they? I don't know. Anyway, never mind. I said I was coming from a secret and glamorous location, but that might not be entirely true, though. When I tell you that these people are near neighbours, well, in American, in Texan terms, I suppose they'd be near neighbours. They probably live about 4 hours away, but they're coming to play in our local bar. And they're called Jill Rose, Elisidro Pat, and they sound like this.
Hey, tu te penses seul et unique, mais vous êtes des chiens les mêmes identiques. Le doigt sur la couture du pantalon, du même bon ton, tous à l'unisson. Post, 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 moderne, tu postillonnes tes jugements. T'as tout vu, entendu, rien ne t'étonne, rien ne t'excite. Dans le coup, celui d'après, of course, les autres, juste des ringards, les autres, sont toujours les autres, et toi, Toi t'es un beau connard, condensé de l'époque. Tu sonnes creux, tu sonnes toc. Elle est bien blasée, telle est ton blase. Une hyène pour seul blason. Ricane, 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 ricane. Pauvre connard. Ricane, ricane, ricane. Moi je me marre. De bon cœur et sans façon, sans que journal débile t'ai dit la coco, vas-y, c'est du bon. Ricane, 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 pauvre connard. Ricane, 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 moi je me marre. Ricane, 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 pauvre connard.
Jill Rose, El Isidro Pat. Beautiful French accent there. It slips sometimes. Sometimes I can do it great. Sometimes I can't do it at all, which is a bit inconvenient when you live here. they come from Nîmes, which is down in the south, somewhere where the flowers bloom all year and robins never cease to chirrup and stuff like that. Now, I just found out that Nîmes, this is the educational bit, Nîmes is where denim comes from, which doesn't seem possible when you think of that logo with the two horses tearing a pair of outsized jeans to pieces by walking away from each other. But it is. If you look at the name Nîmes and then look at denim, it's de Nîmes, which is of Nîmes. So next time you put your jeans on, you just think, as I've got my of Nîmes on, and you'll be hipper than anybody on the block. This is my brother-in-law's band.
On a summer's day, lie down in the hotel. I think I'll get me a tan beneath the electric fan. On a summer's day. On a summer's day, wander through the old town. A sad Napoleon slaps an accordion. On a summer's day. But I don't speak the language. No, I don't speak the language. On a summer's day, feel a little thirsty. I'll sit down in the square, write her a postcard from there. On a summer's day. But I don't speak the language. No, I don't speak the language. Language. No, I don't.
No, I don't
speak
Yeah, the wonderful Spottiswood and his enemy with and his enemies with On a Summer's Day. As I said, Spottiswood isn't my brother-in-law. It's actually one of the guitar players, the Riley McMahon, who's my brother-in-law, who disturbingly happens to be the weirdest-looking person in a very weird-looking group. It's my lot in life, I suppose. I'm a magnet for weirdness.
I met her in Venezuela with a basket on her head. And if she loved others, she did say what I knew she'd do to pass away. Pass away the time in
Actually, I met her in a pub in Hull. The wife, that is. Is she really going out with him? That's a real pleasure to hear that. Usually I only get to hear Amy. That was Amy Rigby, by the way, who's my wife. I usually only get to hear her while I'm dodging the head of her guitar on various stages and through bad PA systems and all the rest of it. This is a compilation album called Northern Electronic, which I found in the back of a record shop in Norwich. You know, Norwich is a bit of a funny place, but I better not get started on that because I've already got in trouble for talking about Limoges, which I described as dull. if you've been anywhere else, you could come back to Limoges and then tell me that it's not dull. But anyway, that's beside the point. This Northern Electronic compilation attracted me because it's got a piece of equipment on the front cover, and on the equipment there is a Shite Band filter, a Southern Arse filter, and a Northern Soul insert. Anyway, this is the Fat Truckers. Gotta be careful how you say that.
Super bike, super bike, super super bike. Super bike, super bike, super super bike. Super bike, super bike, super super bike. Super bike, super bike, super bike, super 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 bike, super bike. Take me for a ride on your super bike. 'Cause it's a Kawasaki Honda 50. Take me for a ride on your super bike. Well, I'll be taking corners wide on my super bike, on my super bike. Super bike, take me for a ride on your super bike. Super bike, take me for a ride on your super bike. 'Cause it's a Kawasaki Honda 50, take me for a ride on your super bike. We'll take you home wide on my super bike, on my super bike. Super bike, take me for a ride on your super bike.
To the government.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting.
Very encouraging.
Ah, shut up.
Happy tales to you. Till we again.
This is the Zookmeister Broadcasting System.
No, it ain't. It's the Reckless Eric Radio Show, and this is the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Something more than I could ever bring. You wanted badly.
the feeling what the dickens did happen to rock and roll. I really haven't got a clue. I suppose it all went west with the advent of punk. But as Kevin Ayers said, he would have floated away. Cheerio. Ah, thank you very much. I saw Kevin Ayers a load of times in the early 70s. He used to be the bass player in the Soft Machine. Of course, Robert Wyatt was the drummer. And Kevin Ayers left, formed Kevin Ayers and the Whole World, with Lol Coxhill on the saxophone and David Bedford on the piano, who later became the Coxhill and Bedford duo for a little while. They played a weird mixture of free music, light operatic music, free jazz and kind of comedy. It was the most bizarre show I ever seen. It was in the Arnold Feeney Gallery in Bristol in 1973. And there was just a handful of people. You had to sit on the floor and they had an interval. And in the interval, a woman who was wearing what it looked like a curtain with a hole cut for her head, all tied up with sisal cord, came round and asked if anyone would like a piece of cake. I wondered if it might be hash cake, but I don't think it was. Anyway, I was going to play a Rolling Stones record now just so that I could bash them a bit. which is the principal reason for playing a Rolling Stones record, other than them being the best group in the world, which of course they are, yeah. This is the best group in the world, probably. This is The Who. I don't know, it's only Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, but I still think they make beautiful records. If beautiful was ever the word to describe it, but this is Endless Wire. I've still got the best part of a minute left of my self-imposed half an hour of frippery. So I'll leave you with Eddie Layton at the Mighty Wurlitzer in the... It says here, Eddie Layton at the console of the Wurlitzer Theatre Organ in the broadcasting booth of Radio City Music Hall, New York. I don't know how they got a thing that big into a booth. I love that word, booth. Anyway, I'll see you next time. Good night, goodbye, and thanks for listening. Good Lord, are you still here? There's only the cleaners. I'll get someone to show you out.